Why Dreaming Results in the Most Happy Living. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campbell, California, with Why Dreaming Results in the Most Happy Living. Dreaming results in the most happy living because it allows us to be subjective, to be imaginative, to be creative, to put our thoughts and our ideals on a level that we had never dreamed of before. When we dream, there's nothing impossible. When we dream, we are able to take our thoughts and put them wherever we want them. When we dream, we are able to think about things, and there's no objection. There's no objection whatsoever. Nobody objects in our dreams to what we do. Nobody objects to the magic that we play with in our dreams, the concepts that we have in our dreams that tell us that all things are possible. Nobody objects, not even us. And that, of course, is the biggest thing in the world, us. We object to our own dreams. We say, that's too good to be true. It can't be so. It's just not really so. But really, stop and think about it. When you dream, what sort of things take place in your mind and your thought? Is all the rationale of living put aside for a while? Are all of the things that are saying to you that this is not logical thinking, this is not proper thinking, can you set them aside and not be touched by them for a while? Can you live in a life that is so free of any of those concepts that you just seem like you're a miracle person? In your dream, can you fly? Ha-ha! In your dream, can you jump off the tallest building and not be touched? In your dream, do you never hit the bottom? you always stop just before, you wake up just before you crash or something like that. And you see, your dream has you taking charge of every experience. Some of them are not so pleasant, but most of them, if we want to be truthful about it, most of our dreams are very pleasant indeed. They're very supportive and very wonderful. Most of our dreams are the type of things that make our life tolerable even. You know, we say about people who are mentally unbalanced that they live in the dream world. They live in a world in which they are untouched by many things. And this is not really true. People who are mentally unbalanced are people who are living in the consciousness of their problems. They're living in the consciousness of being touched by everything. They cannot put things aside. They cannot separate them. They're always living in this horror. They're living in this most unhappy thing. Now, people, normal people, if you want to call them that, people who are everyday people that are alive, we set aside those things. We set aside those terrors. We set aside those unhappinesses. We set aside those things and go on with our life. And within a few days after the passing of a dear loved one, we begin to balance ourselves, and our grief is gone. Our missing them is gone. Oh, we'll always miss them. We'll always think about them, and we'll act oftentimes just as though they're here with us. And that's beautiful. And that's what is really the truth. They're here with us in our consciousness, in our mind, and in our thought. But when we're dreaming, and you see, this is what our dreaming really is, it brings results. It gets rid of all those inhibitions, all those limitations, all those ideas that say something can't be done, and we go and do it. Why is it that many great scientists report that when they were asleep, when they were dreaming, they came up with a concept that was so beneficial and won them a Nobel Prize and various other wonderful things? Why is it that many people have their most creative, most beneficial activities taking place while they're sleeping, while they're dreaming? Now, beautiful love songs are written about dreams. And climb the highest mountain, swim the deepest sea. You see, all of these things are dreams. And when we can dream in our life on the conscious level, as we do in the asleep level, when we can dream on the conscious level, and we do, and not only dream on the conscious level, but on the conscious level, see the dream fulfilled. see the dream realized. You see, actually, if we were to go through all of the experiences of our life and all of the desires and all of the thoughts of our world, we would find that those that were dreams, those that were not wishful thinking, but sort of a prelude to the actual thing itself, if we could somehow catalog them and go through them, we would find that they come true. They come true. They reveal themselves. Sometimes we won't accept them. We won't let them reveal themselves because we cannot believe that such a thing can be true. But they reveal themselves. They come true in our life. And they are expressed in our world. And it's a wonderful thing. Now, I say, why dreaming results in the most happy living? Dreaming results in the most happy living because we are able to see the good. We are able to see the ideal. We are able to see the ultimate purpose and reason for our doing things. Can you imagine why you are here on planet Earth? You're here to be yourself and have fun, of course, but why are you here? Why did you choose this planet at this time, in this dimension? Why did you do that? You did that because that was a dream. Why are you thinking of another planet, perhaps the planet of unconditional love? How would you like to live there? Now, don't get so excited. The planet of unconditional love is not filled with all of the imagination and all of the things that go on here, all the positive and negatives. And you say, well, the positive and negatives give a little bit of meaning to life, give a little bit of flavor to it. That's true. That's true. But you see, so long as you think the positive and negative, living harmoniously together or not, give life meaning and purpose, then that's what you will have. When you don't need the negative any longer to stimulate you, when you don't need a shot of whiskey, when you don't need to have something to stimulate your mind, your body, your soul, your being, except your own happy thoughts, then only your happy thoughts will be there. But you live in an entirely different world. You live in a world without problems, without conflict. You live in a world without irritation. You live in a world where only peace, joy, harmony, love prevail. Are you ready to live in such a world? Be honest with yourself. Most people would say, oh, yes, 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 and mean no, no, no. Do you like to be able to cry? Do you like to be able to feel sad in a movie or at someone's life experience? Do you like to feel touched by something going on in the world? Or are you most happy when you are on top of it, when you are untouched by anything that goes on in the world, because the only things that go on in the world are things that are beautiful and good and uplifting and supportive? What do you really want out of life? What do you really want in your experience? Do you want to have things that are always just good and very good? Or do you like to have the variety, the spice? You'd like to have those things that can upset. Well, if they are important to you, then you'll have them. And I assure you, you will be here in this life experience with its ups and downs, with its happiness and unhappiness, so long as you need it to feel fulfilled, so long as you need it to think that gives life a little flavor, that's the condiment of life. That is the spice of life. And when you no longer need a spice of life in its contrary, in the negative, in something that is an irritant, so long as you don't need that, when you can eat the pure foods and find delight in them, when you can breathe the pure air, my God, yes, when you can breathe the pure air and have delight in it, when you can drink the most pure water without any bubbly or any fuzziness in it, without any flavor in it, the pure, pure water, and find it the most delectable, delightful, wonderful thing on earth, when you can have love, unconditional, flowing from you, and you don't need feedback. Good goes from me, good comes to me. We taught that for years because that was a foundation. And now we're ready to take the next step of leaving that behind and having good only go from us, because we are a vessel filled with so much good, there's no room for any more good, and we just keep giving it out, giving it out, giving it out, giving it out, and that's all we know what to do. We are the pure white light of love. Oh my, we protest we would be pure. We protest we would have only good. And yet, to be honest with ourselves, we like the variety, we like the spices of life. Now, the spices of life, relative to food and so forth, is an example. But, my beloveds, it's an example with meaning to it. Is the purest water blah? Is the purest food blah? Is the purest air blah? Or do you like a fragrance in the air? Do you like to smell the flowers? Do you like to smell the roses? Do you like to smell the perfumes that are available? What is it that you like? Think about it. Why dreaming results in the most happy living? Because in dreaming, we don't compare it. And we don't make decisions and discussions as to whether it's good or bad. We merely enjoy to the fullest extent of our ability to enjoy. And as we do that, wow, yes, life is wonderful. But think about it. Are you honest with yourself? Why dreaming results in the most happy living is because in dreaming it is pure, beautiful, unsullied, untested, all good. Join me in this realm of dreaming, and join me in the realm of happy living. I love you. I love you. I love you.